At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founders Story. A lot of people in the world would say they have an American dream. They want to come to the US. They want to make it. They want to fulfill that dream that they have. And that's why I wanted to get in Ranjit Madhukar, who is an incredible entrepreneur that is helping people become and realize this American dream. He is the founder and principal coach of Next League Program. He's had accolades from Forbes, international speaking engagements, and he's helping people realize this through the EB1A green card. But Ranjit, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So before we dive in, because I want to know more about what it is, what are the dreams that you're seeing that people want to come to the US? What was your dream? So what was your spark for entrepreneurship?
Oh, wonderful. You see, I wanted my children to grow up in USA. I was based out of India. Normally, Daniel, if you want to apply for a US green card, you either need a job, someone needs to sponsor you, you need to have either some relatives, either parent, brother, sister, somebody, or you should invest $1 million. I mean, that's the only way in which normally you can do this. But when I was doing, and I really wanted to, you know, make things happen for me to come to US, there is something called as Einstein visa I came across. And in fact, it is popularly known as genius visa or Einstein visa. One of the unique features of this is that anybody from any part of the world could apply. It's like you are talking to the White House and telling them that, look, I'm Daniel. I'm an expert in so-and-so field of expertise. I'm one of the world's best podcaster. This is what I bring on the United States for the benefit. Please give me a green card. I know there are millions of people waiting in the queue. Put me first in the queue and boom. I mean, if you are good, if the US government likes you, and you can get a green card. But there are a lot of nuances into it. One needs to work towards that. It is popularly, it is called Einstein visa because it was Albert Einstein. I think he was one of the persons who had applied and he became a US citizen by virtue of this particular category. So it is called genius visa, Einstein visa. But the best thing about it is that, you know, it is called extraordinary ability. Another word for that, technical word for that is extraordinary ability. Now, when I really wanted to do this, it helped me to become a best version of myself and prepare myself for this particular green card. And that was my real motivation. Oh, so when I started my whole EB1A journey, I realized that it brought the best in me. I have been as a CEO for Financial Planning Standards Board in India. And I started doing my job more efficiently. I started, you know, kind of following a particular routine, doing things in a more apt manner, writing journals, publications, going for international conferences, speaking engagements. I wrote approximately over 300-400 articles, which were published in national and international publications, met several government officials all across the world, traveled to 30 to 40 different countries. So this gave me an opportunity to become a best version of myself. And this is how I landed up.
What an amazing story. I mean, I'm so happy that you're able to do that. You maximize on the opportunities. So if there are people thinking out there, this is something I want to do, what is it that they need to know before they even apply?
Absolutely. First, one needs to realize that there is a lot of myth around that. You know, it's only for people who are extraordinary. you know, you need to do extraordinary things to do that. The first and foremost, I always tell my students that it's not about you doing extraordinary things. It's about you doing ordinary things in an extraordinary way. Let me put it that way. So that's the first and foremost thing. Second, many people again come and ask me that, oh, do I need to be a celebrity for that? Because Einstein was one of the gentlemen who got this. Then there were a lot of people who would have applied who are possibly celebrities. Now, I always again tell people that it is not about you being a celebrity that matters. It's about your work that should be celebrated. So no matter you are in any part of the field, anything that you are doing, if it has a good impact factor, if it has impacted the world in one way or the other, you could potentially be a good, you know, candidate for this EB1A green card. And that's the reason, Daniel, I've seen people who are just 23-year-olds, 28-year-olds, even many of them from the program which we are conducting also are getting it. And they don't have fancy degrees or... in fact, I want to tell you one more thing, that for EB1A green card, unlike other possibilities of green card, it does not warrant any PhD, master's, bachelor's. In fact, it does not even warrant any education qualifications. You just have to be the best version of yourself, create an impact in the world, and you could potentially do that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I would assume that this is something you need to have a PhD and you need to have all this experience, or you have to be super famous. So it's great to know that it's, I like that, people doing ordinary things, extraordinary. So what are you seeing, the people that are applying for this, the people that you're working with, what is their American dream?
Okay, one of the things that happened, most of the people who are with me right now are on H-1B visa. It's a category of a work visa, which allows you to work, but it is employer restrictive, in a sense that you cannot do anything apart from what your employer tells you to do, which has been priorly sanctioned by the US government. So you can't do weekend gigs, you can't travel outside the USA, there is a travel restriction, there is a monetary restrictions, your spouse most of the time with some exceptions cannot work. Your children, if they grow beyond a particular age of they becoming adults, they are not considered to be US residents. For all practical purposes, they are considered as foreigners. So there is a lot of restriction. So there is a career restriction, there is a personal restrictions. And I have seen very unfortunate stories where people have not met their parents or met their back home, their families for years and years, decades together also because of this visa restrictions. So basically it leashes you to a very large extent. And if you were to get a green card, it really would help you. Another thing which I may like to share with you, Daniel, is the fact that, you know, there is a countrywide quota. Like, for example, US government would issue 1 million green cards each year. Now, there is a further restriction that in any particular year, specific year, no country, be it, you know, even Spain, India, China, Mexico, can citizens of those countries can get more than 7%. Now, there are 7% effectively, it would imply around 70,000. So whether from relatives, whether from employment, no green card can do this. But the first priority is given to extraordinary ability. So other green cards, especially people from India and China, there is a waiting period in other categories almost for 10 to 15 years or more also. In some cases, it is as high as 50 years. Now, but if you were to apply for EB1 green card, EB1A green card, you could possibly get it in 1 or 2 years, or at least 1 year, if not less. So that's another option. So it is like American dream for them is not only the career opportunities, but also a complete freedom.
It's a huge difference, 15 to 20 years to 1 year, and then all of the things that you can do around that. So let's go back to you. I know you've built your personal brand. You've written, you said, hundreds of publications, speaking all around the world. You've done all these things. I saw you've been featured in tons of different media and publications. What was that like for you, the process of coming here? So did you build your personal brand after you came to the US, or was that before?
We will return to our show shortly. But first, let's talk about today's sponsor, Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio Optimizers. Did you know 4 out of 5 Americans don't get enough magnesium? Crucial for over 300 biochemical reactions in your body. Here are signs of magnesium deficiency: irritability, anxiety, insomnia, muscle cramps, high blood pressure, and even constipation. I know I suffer from a few of these, but many supplements don't work well because they use low quality magnesium. That's why Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers is recommended, offering 7 forms of absorbable magnesium. Bio-Optimizer stands by their products with a 365-day money-back guarantee. That's insane. So make sure you visit biooptimizers.com, bioooptimizers.com/Dan Robbins. That's bioooptimizers.com/DanRobbins for a special offer. And make sure you use the code Founders, 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 and you get your 10% off. So check out biooptimizers.com to learn more. And back to the show.
I applied for EB1A green card from India. And in fact, I looked upon this EB1A green card as more as an rather than calling it an extraordinary ability green card, I took upon myself as looking upon this as extraordinary opportunity to propel yourself towards highest level of success that you can potentially achieve. You see, we may not be born geniuses. Let me tell you this. We may not be born geniuses, but I think each one of us can become the best version of ourselves. So the difference between success and failure, I look upon this as, there is a very thin line between mediocrity and excellence. So it is only you showing up each day, doing things each day, and doing things better each day. So if you take this mantra, and I think I have been doing this one thing at a time. You see, it's like climbing Mount Everest. You know, you have to take the first step first. You have to first get out of your house first. I mean, as simple as that. And then start walking. So keep doing things. It could be iota of difference that we make each day. Some days will be good. Some days will be bad. And typically, I'm giving you a mountaineering example because in success in life is not always linear. Its ups and downs are there. And one of the most unique things about mountaineering, I'm giving an example of Everest, because typically if you ask a person who would have climbed Everest or high peaks like this, he will tell you that whenever we go to high altitudes, there is a typical trait that you need to follow. You need to go up on a particular day, say 100 meters, and you have to come back 80 meters. Now you have to go up and down because your body needs to get acclimatized to the high altitude. Now, same thing happens in a journey, that sometimes you have to go up and sometimes you have to come down. Now, EB1A is an opportunity that, you know, it can give you better jobs. It can help you to, you know, do a lot more opportunities, complete freedom. So I would say it has been kind of tough. But tough is also becomes a very relative word, but because I enjoyed every moment of it.
Yeah, it's enjoying the journey, right? Not the destination. I mean, we know entrepreneurship, business, there's a lot of ups and downs, a lot. Like, there might be more downs than ups, but it's those ups, those achievements that we can really celebrate, and then we just keep on going. So what are you seeing then? After people get this visa, they come to the U.S., are they most likely going to get a job? Are they starting businesses? Or do you have any tips or pointers for when somebody completes it and then they get here?
Well, most of the people whom I'm working with are actually already in the United States on a H-1B visa or any other work visa that they have, because that gives the end, but they have to be committed only to one specific employer. So we have got people from Ivy Leagues, people from the best universities in the world, best educationists, even undergrads. They are not All of them may not be masters. They may not be earning $1 million salaries. You don't have to do that. Because salary is one of the criteria that we can always position, but there are other ways to kind of position yourself. Let's put it that way.
Got it. So I could understand then. They have their H-1B. They want to expand out, or maybe it's expiring. And so now they need to figure out, what do I do next? that's great. I mean, I can see the American dream now. They're here, they're excited, and then they want to continue. And this opens them up to do a lot more things with traveling and all these other, you know, things that they've removed from the other visas. So it sounds like it's worthwhile. So with the Next League program, what can people expect if they go through it?
Okay. We have a very, you see, when I came to the US, a lot of people started approaching me on LinkedIn and other social media and other aspects that, okay, can I help them for this particular green card? I have been an educationist all my life, Daniel. I've helped and kind of coached over 50,000 people all across. I always like to work through a process and institutionalizing that particular process. I met at least 40 to 50 other EB1A achievers. I kind of read case studies of over 1,000 people, and I wanted to evolve a certain success pattern. Now, that success pattern allowed me to kind of prepare myself for a particular process which I had intuitively followed. And most of the people who have been successful otherwise for this EB1A green card had also adopted, but it was more intuitive in nature. I wanted to give a form to the whole process. Now, this process is called a DONE process. Acronym is DONE, and it is called D-O-N-E. The first thing that we need to do is to kind of define your expertise. Now, for example, just to give you an illustration, if you say that, oh, you are the best podcaster in the world and you want to apply for EB1A green card, you are doing for, let's say you need to be more focused. Your expertise needs to be best podcaster for small businesses. Maybe if you want to go further niche based on your own willingness or your own choice, you could even deep dive further and say, but not too narrow also. It has to be balanced off. Let's say best podcaster for small businesses in, service industry. Let's put it that way.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
May not be services, it could be restaurant, not product or manufacturing. I mean, you are being more focused. Once you define this expertise, the next step is that what all you can do to fulfill the criteria for EB1A. Now, many people commit a mistake here that, you know, they will just say, oh, I'm a podcaster, I'm an IT expert, I'm a software engineer. But that does not help. Now, the better way to do this is to find out a niche. Now, when it comes to criteria, people just do, oh, I need to write research papers, I need to do this, I need to do that. They just do things in a very ad hoc way. The better way to do this thing, particular aspect, is to create a particular criteria that resonates with your personality. Now, that's the most important thing, Daniel. Rather than just doing things in a very unstructured and ad hoc manner will take you years behind. Or maybe you may just lose yourself in the labyrinth or abyss. Let's put it that way. But if you are able to structure, no, I will do 10 publications. I will do, you know, I will kind of make certain presentations or talk certain things. So you see, that's a better approach to do things. Now, the third thing is that you have to follow those milestones. Show up yourself each day. As you rightly said, you know, brand, you know, you have to create a persona. Create your brand name equal to your expertise. So in this case, when I'm saying Daniel should be equal to, you know, best podcaster in the world, somebody Googles best podcaster in the world for, let's say, service, your name should pop up. Or when your name is popped up, maybe something related to that subject should pop up. It takes some time to do it, but what we do is that we take up certain past success stories and weave a story out of it for you. And we have to work together for this. And the last and the most important thing is execute. So first is define, organize, nurture, and then execute, wherein you need to work with an attorney. Rather than just reaching out to the attorney and giving some CV, the way you do it for a job, it doesn't work for EB1A. You need to kind of draft some recommendation letters, reach out to people, how to talk to attorneys. So we teach everybody in this. So we follow a systematic process that will allow you to become the best version of yourself. And hence you can successfully apply and then you can work with a lawyer. And sometimes we even help you work with your lawyer also actually along with it.
Yeah, so it sounds like you really handhold, you've really worked them through the process. You don't just tell them what to do. You're there for them. You're there to support. So what do you see in a few years from now, the next league program, what you're doing? What is your big mission? What is a big goal that you hope to accomplish?
Wonderful. You see, we want to reach out to maximum, you know, immigrants who want to fulfill their American dream, but are unable to do that because of several limitations that their employer may not be supporting them, or they may be outside the USA and want to come to USA for their entrepreneurial purposes, maybe found a business here in the USA. So I want to reach out to maximum people. Incidentally, I'm happy to share with you that this is the process, which I said, the Dunn process, how to, you know, kind of help you to put your expertise is, we had a couple of months back, we had also applied for a patent for this to how we articulate the entire expertise of an individual, and the patent has recently been granted for us. So even that becomes a great. So this is, there is an institutionalization of processes. We want to take this further and reach out to maximum people. Now, let me tell you, Daniel, there are 1.5 million immigrants in the USA who are on work visas, and they are stuck up because of this. And rather than becoming stuck up and blaming the circumstances and situation that they cannot do anything about it, I want to reach out to them and call out that, okay, fine, this is an opportunity for you, an extraordinary opportunity, I would say, that they should capitalize and work upon.
So Ranji, I've heard of the O-1 visa before. Can you explain the differences between the O-1 and the EB-1A green card that you are helping with here?
Absolutely. You know, see, O-1 visa is actually a work visa. It is also called as an extraordinary ability visa, but it does not give you a pathway for citizenship. It limits you only for working with a particular, you know, company or somebody who is sponsoring you. So it's only for a specific purpose, and the criteria also in both the cases are similar. But EB-1A green card allows you to, you know, kind of, let's put it this way, it will lead you towards an actual physical permanent residency and also help you achieve a US citizenship within 5 years. So that's the difference between EB-1A and the O-1 visa. Additionally, while the criteria seem very similar in both of the things in terms of O-1, because it's also called extraordinary, this is also called extraordinary, but if a USCIS or US government would have to give you an EB-1A, they would do more deep dive in your profile. There is something called as sustained acclaim, which is one of the key factors for considering you for EB-1A green card is considered, which is self-sustained acclaim would mean that, okay, since how long you have been kind of sustained yourself in that field of expertise, there is something called as a final merit determination, which is established. And the last but not the least is something called as a totality. So these three things come in case of EB1A, which necessarily may not be there in O1 visa, which is limited for a limited purpose. And also it is only for 3 years or 2 years, depending on the time, while green card is permanent.
Sounds like an extraordinary opportunity, but also an extraordinary mission. And I can tell that you're all about impact. But Ranji, if people want to find out more information, they want to get in touch with you, maybe they have the H-1B, maybe they don't, how can they do so?
Obviously, they can reach me on LinkedIn with my name, Ranjit Mudolkar, on LinkedIn. Otherwise, they could reach out to me by, you know, getting on my website. It is www.nextleagueprogram.com.
Well, Ranjit, thank you so much for being here today. I can't wait to follow up with you and see in a year from now how many more people that you've helped. And I love that. Achieve their American dream. I mean, you know, enough said. Like that is an incredible mission. So thank you for all you do. And thank you for joining us today on Founder Story.
Oh, wonderful. It's not only fulfill your American dream, but it's fulfill your American dream by, you know, successfully applying for EB1A green card without a job, without a lottery or any $1 million investment, just by virtue of your sheer talents. So that's all.
I love that. Thanks, Ranjit. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.